Late night. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David. As you all know, thank you guys for listening to me or showing up. You're in the chat room here tonight. And catch me whenever, wherever, however you guys check us out here on the 5x5. It's been quite interesting. I kind of alluded to the fact of weeks, almost a week. Some things happen, you know, and we're going to address those things tonight. But I'm not going to be a Debbie Downer and and just kind of air all my personal laundry. We do have some other things to talk about tonight. Not only that, in a new direction for the podcast, as it were, or as it is, or how it's going to be, and stuff like that. Hey, sweet smiles. Welcome back, girly. Glad to have you back. Miss Smiles is in the chat room. Listen to me spew all my nonsense. Sometimes funny. not always, but sometimes. But thank you. Thank you for listening. So we have a lot to talk about. It's been one of those days. You never have one of those days where you're just kind of out of sorts and you're not synced up. And I was extremely tired. I've worked a lot this past, oh wow, I guess. Yeah, I've just been working a lot. And then while in the course of my job, I've been doing a lot as well. So I was just exhausted and I had things I needed to do today. And, you know, today, the first time ever, I went to a Wayback Burger. I had seen them all the time when I lived in Atlanta, but I've never eaten. Sweetest Mouse is every other day for her. but I've never eaten at a Wayback Burger. And it was kind of pricey. You know, to be burger, you know, sometimes I have a problem going to Hardee's because Hardee's is so expensive, you know, it is so expensive. And I'm like, seriously, you know, you get a number, what, any of the numbers, you're paying $10 for a burger. Now I will give Hardee's some credit because the burgers taste, they have a good taste to them, but this Wayback Burger, you know, I had never been there. So I'm like, okay, let's roll through there and grab some lunch. And I was surprised. Really good onion rings and the little burger that I had. And then I was hit on by a woman. I'm sitting there waiting for them, because I guess they cook everything to order, which is good. And you can see everything that they do. It kind of reminded me of a burger joint made in the style of Jimmy John's. So if they're connected, somebody let me know, because I don't know, but that's what I felt like. But anyhow, and so I'm sitting, and so this lady comes up, you know, nice looking lady, and she's like, what about those Washington Redskins? And I said, what? I said, pardon me? And she's like, you know, the Redskins. And so when I looked at the big flat screen TV, I looked up, like, they was doing like football recaps or something. I'm like, oh. I'm like, I really don't follow football. You don't? I'm like, no, I really don't. And she's like, oh, well, yeah, my dad. And she's just went on this long torrent about her dad. You know, they watched that game, and there's only one television in the house, and you know, on Sundays and Mondays, that's all they watch was football. I'm like, well, I can relate to that. And so then she got comfortable. And she's like, do you come here every Tuesday? I'm like, you know, believe it or not, this is my first time here. I said, I'm here every Tuesday at this time, you know, and I like to have somebody to eat with. I'm like, really? I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't know if I'll be back. I said, I'll have to see how the food's real good. You should get, and then she's giving me suggestions what's on the menu and things of that nature. But I thought that was cute. I'm like, oh, was you hitting on me? Did you try it? You could be my girlfriend. Girl space friend. None of us is too rich to deny a friend, right? So I thought that was really, really cute. And she's like, "Well, I'm going to work now." And I'm like, "Well," so she told me how to get that. I said, "Well, you have a better one." She's like, "I am now because I'm going to work." I'm like, "You tried it." I was like, "Well, I hope you have fun at work." And she's like, "Ah, ha, ha." She's just laughing. I'm like, "Girl, stop." But it was really nice. So, but then I just came home and kind of vegged out and get to watch all my life. Normally, now I slept. I got a good enough nap because I'm a fan of naps. I got a good enough nap to where I was able to wake up on time to catch Flash and what else was on tonight? Flash and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. This morning, I watched Gotham and because I work on Mondays, I watched Gotham and Sleepy Hollow. I will have to say, I was kind of iffy about some of the shows, although Gotham, I would say Gotham took a step down. There was some aha moments, but Sleepy Hollow raised because it's getting kind of scary because they're saying that Sleepy Hollow is not doing the numbers that they wanted it to do, for the season. And I thought it was a good concept. It kind of done in the fashion of Abraham Lincoln Vampire Slayer, where you take current history, well, past history, I'm sorry, and you kind of change it up, and like this is what's really going on. I love how they do that. So that's what appealed to me from Sleepy Hollow. Although I wish they would make Ichabod wear present day clothes. I think it's kind of it doesn't fit, but they've raised their game, so I think it probably did better. Flash last week, honestly, I have to say I fell asleep. Okay, sweet smiles. she's gonna be right back. I will say Flash, last week I fell asleep, honestly, on that episode with the mist and all that stuff. I fell asleep twice. I never made it to the end, so I don't know what happened. But today's episode with the addition of Wentworth Miller from was it Prisoner or what's that show he was on? Prisoner? Escaping Prison? Something like that. He recently came out as gay, which is good. Ha ha. Yay for him. And he's going to be Captain Cold. So that whole part of the Flash mythology opened up, and then that whole love with Felicity Smoke, she was a guest star on the show tonight, was good. So they raised their game, and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., another one that hasn't been the ratings maven that it was since Captain America came out when they tied the show into the movie. But it was good tonight and opened some a lot of things, and now Ward. Spoilers. He's back, not in the fold, but he's out and obviously dangerous. And we found out that his brother is a senator. So they all raised their game tonight. Except for Gotham, even though I still liked the Gotham episode. Everybody's on a different level. Although next in 2 weeks, well, next week there won't be a Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. They're doing some kind of Marvel special, I guess, to honor the Marvel 75th anniversary, which is that's fine too. And then I don't know what the other shows, but I've oh, and I seen my very first Christmas commercial today. It's really that time, right? We are less than 2 months from Christmas. Can you believe this month has flown by, but this year has flown by. We're almost into 2015, ladies and gentlemen. And I see my very first Christmas commercial. I'm like, yeah, and it was Best Buy. And I'm like, is that a Christmas tree? Is that snow? Because here locally, we've been having some really awesome, I mean, awesome weather, like 80 degrees, anywhere from 70 to 80, perfect weather, warm enough that you don't have to wear a jacket, but cool enough so you don't want to put on shorts. So I'm like, ugh, it we're going, because this time is this area is a little weird when it comes to seasons anymore. Years ago, we had definitive seasons where we had a definite spring, we had a definite summer, different fall, different winter. Now we have two seasons here. We have summer and winter. We go right from summer into winter. There might be a week that's definitively fall, but not really. And then going from winter to spring, one day we're in the 30s and 40s, and then a week and a half later it's 75, 80. So, and hot. So, but that's fine. I can, I would don't like the extended winters. But I think I've readjusted from moving from the South back to the Midwest, to the kind of crazy weather and the unique weather where you actually do see snow during the course of winter. But the first year I was back, there wasn't any snow. It snowed, but nothing on the ground. Then the second year, and now this third year, is definitely been some weather, cold weather that I wasn't really used to, but I've readjusted very well. But anyhow, I want to thank you guys for listening. Sweetie Smiles is in the chat room. So if you want to pop in the chat room and say hey, or not say hey, if you're just listening, that's fine too. We're going to talk about Marvel's announcement today. Also, Honey Boo Boo got canceled. And what else? Oh, and the state of the podcast, which will. I will fill you in on what happened last week that brings us to this week, and where we're going forward, which I think is actually not a bad thing. And like I was sharing with someone earlier, it's okay to walk a path alone. It's okay. And I don't I've never had a problem of standing by myself. But I'd rather not. But hey, if you have to, you have to. I'm a big boy, and then being misunderstood and interpreted, and I think that needs to be addressed as well. And I think that's going to be our show. And then in the coming weeks, you will see our transition from where we are now into the new show. Well, the new way I'm going to start podcasting. It's going to free up a lot of my time, which is a good thing. So when we come back, we'll talk about all that and a little bit more. And at the end, 21 things that everyone does, but no one admits to. Not a quiz per se, but a little funny tidbit that I found on BuzzFeed that I thought was interesting. So quick break. And we'll be right back. Thank you guys for listening.
On that Chardonnay, scoring touchdowns on your runway. I'm Texas forever like Bombay, and I'm Rambo in the O. I'm Billy and Rick like John Jack, I'm Camo in the O. These thoughts can't clock me nowadays, you wish I was no pound cake. Boy, you know I look good at four, wish I was your baby mom. Want me to come around and give you good karma, but no, we escalate up in this bitch like elevators. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Of course, sometimes shit go down when it's $1 billion on an elevator. Run around in it, flossing on that. This diamond, my diamond. This rock, my rock. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them I woke up like this. I woke up like this. We flawless. Ladies, tell them say I look so good.
I want everyone to feel like this. African, Trinidadian, Japanese and Indian. Got Malaysian, got that yaki, that wavy Brazilian.
Them bitches thirsty, I'm Hungarian. Nikki BB eating diamond fangs, barbarian.
Yo, like MJ Doctor, they killing me. Pro before, I know they hope I fall. But tell them winning is my motherfucking protocol. Cause I score before I ever throw the ball. These bitches washed up and ain't no fucking soap involved. It's every hood nigga dream. Fantasizing about Nikki and B. Curvilicious, pussy served delicious. Mayday, mayday, earth the bitches. Slap these hoes on they ass like we birthing bitches. The queen of rap. Playing with Queen B. If you ain't on the team, you playing for Team D. Cause we A-listers, we paid sisters. This watch right here done phase blizzards. I confess I woke up like this. All this drank in my cup like this. All this ass on that flawless dick. Instagram, another flawless pic. Flawless city with these flawless titties. I got all these hundreds, you got all the 50s. I'm with some flawless bitches cause they mild and pretty. Cause niggas love bad bitches that be on a grizzly. Throw that ass back, I be on my frisbee. Princess cut diamonds on my Disney.
Want Monster, Nikki in Sri Lanka. I told him meet me at the Trump Ivanka. I said, come here, let me show you how this cookie tastes. This, that, yeah, nigga, eat the cookie face.
That is my jam. And it's kind of how I'm feeling right now. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show, soon to be called. You'll hear that later. That's because I really don't have a name. Welcome back. My name is David. I'm glad you guys are checking me out tonight. Whenever, wherever, however you are listening to me spew a little shade, a little tea, and a little information. Here on the 5x5. I think this weekend I was kind of debating whether if I should go to another fanboy event. You know, I'm like, okay, David, you did way too much. You spent way too much money this summer in the course of going to two, you know, well, maybe three this year, PopCon, Indie PopCon, OMGCon, Nashville Wizard World, ShockToberCon, that's five. And then there's two more. That'd be seven for the year. Is that crazy? Next year it'll be planned out a little bit better because I know what I don't like at some of the cons. This weekend, if you're in the southern Indiana area, or, you know, I guess it's the northwestern Kentucky area, Owensboro is having its first annual, well, I guess it'll be annual, we'll say inaugural Collector's Con. And my reservations were not to go, because they're having people like Grizzly Adams and Joyce DeWitt and some other people that I don't know. Well, I know who they are. And some other people that's like, eh, you know. But you guess you can only ask for so much in this area. And I totally get it. But I'm going to go, I think, on Sunday morning before I go to work. And because it's only like, 45 minutes away from over here. And I'll drive and just take in, it's $10, you know, and just see what they have to offer. Because it's like kind of a 3-day event. So it should be interesting. So if you need something to do, if you're local and you want to go over to Owensboro Collectors Con is being held at the Owensboro Convention Center. You know, they do a lot this convention center is different from their opera house, that place. They have a really nice, they do get a lot of Broadway plays, but that's somewhere else. But if you know, it's on the river. And it's gorgeous over there. You know, I think they've done a better job than Evansville in respect to how they bring that type of stuff to the city. Because we don't get the Broadway or off Broadway plays. We don't get them, and so like they do. Just waiting for them to bring Wicked to town, because I would love to see Wicked here. But so that's coming up, and I'm like, okay, I can do it one day, and then 2 weeks after that, you know, this is Halloween weekend, 2 weeks after that, there is Geek Galaxy Con, which that's going to be here in Evansville at the center, and it's a 2-day event, which is going to have a little bit more of the stars and the artists. I don't know, you know, how you measure someone's celebrity. Well, I guess you measure it, or if you've seen them on TV, they're going to be a lot of the past actors and actresses from Power Rangers. I didn't know how big Power Rangers was or is, because I know my niece, when she was growing up, you know, I used to watch it with her, and I thought it was, you know, it's kind of corny, you know, kind of done in those old Godzilla film format, you know, with the really big uber big monsters. Voltron, like Voltron meets 70s monster flicks, you know. And so that will definitely be I'll be on for probably another 40 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. Look, maybe I might go over a little bit. Sweetie Smiles. But so, you know, so I didn't know how big it was. And so they're obviously really, really huge. And so those guys, it'd be cool to see, because I know who those people are, like the original black Red and Blue Rangers will be here in town, and that's going on November 15th and the 16th. But anyhow, so your fanboy did not know that it was, well, they called it Marvel Day. And what that consisted of, a big Marvel Cinematic Universe announcement, which kind of took all their Marvel movies through phase four. There has been some changes from what we talked about earlier, I think in the summer. There's been some few changes. They thought that Spider-Man was going to be, the rumor was, I'm saying they thought, the rumor was Spider-Man was going to be able to be in the Captain America Civil War, which we now know that was going to be coming next in 2016. But Sony's not releasing him. so we're not going to get to see Spider-Man or any of the X-Men in the that's so silly. You know, if they could all come together, you know, with the money from all these major companies, and they combine and make one mega crazy movie with the X-Men, with the Avengers, you know, they could do Axis storyline, which is going on, you know, they could do a House of M. What was the one when Scarlet Witch said no more mutants and all the mutants disappeared? You know, what was that? They could do so many big things. Avengers versus X-Men, with, you know, if they would just leave their egos and their greed at the door, let's make something phenomenal that will be remembered. And we will all, Sony, I think Fox has the rights to X-Men and Wolverine, and then of course Disney, Marvel, come together and make some crazy big huge movie that what other movies are going to be kind of measured on. But no, they're not going to do that because everybody's greedy. Which is really, they have named who's going to be Black Panther. Is it Boseman will be cast as T'Challa, the ruler of Wakanda, for Black Panther, and it's scheduled for release November 3rd, 2017. So we have 2 years, you know, roughly. Well, no, 3 years. 3 years before we see Black Panther. And they say that we're gonna see him in the next Silver. No, sorry, yeah, we'll see him in Civil War with Captain America. We'll see that. Chadwick Boseman, which we're finally getting some black folks other than, was it Hamadol from Thor. We're going to finally get some black people in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is a good thing. Took them long enough. Now they need to go ahead and grab Northstar. You know, I'm sure nobody really has the rights to him. He's the gay character, and bring his black boyfriend with him, you know. so they announced that that he's going to be on Captain America Civil War. It's going to come out May 6, 2016. So we have a couple years for that. Doctor Strange, theaters November 4th, 2016. They're saying Benedict Cumberbatch, the guy from Sherlock Holmes, is going to be the lead in that. But then Marvel's like, yeah, the president said we would have said he was today if he was. I think he's on the short list. But you know, Jared Leto was in that list as well. So we haven't, we don't know what's going to happen there. Guardians of the Galaxy number 2, July 17th. Actually May 5th, maybe that's gonna be right around Free Comic Book Day. You know, those shows always come out. Marvel show always comes out, during the weekend of Free Comic Book Day, which is good. And they're adding Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers. I wish they wouldn't do Captain Marvel. I wish they would do Ms. Marvel, you know, instead of Captain Marvel. 'Cause I don't like the Carol Danvers Captain Marvel, even though it's the same character, she just changed her name. Although I love Kamala Khan as Ms. Marvel, I think Ms. Marvel to be shown in the movie should really be, Carol Danvers in the movie should really be as Ms. Marvel. But I guess they have a lot of explaining to do with Rogue still in her powers and all that stuff, and that goes into X-Men territory, and we can't have that now, can we? then we're going to have Thor Ragnarok, July 2017. Then the Captain Marvel is July 6, 2018. And then Inhumans, which was going to be November 2018. The one thing out of all this that I thought was interesting, when they were speaking of the Inhumans, you know, they have the comic book out now. I don't know how well it's doing. Hey, Thought Bubbles. What's going on? Apocalypse, I guess she's in there somewhere. The one thing that I thought was interesting about the announcement of the Inhumans, which I knew was coming, they are saying we're seeing Inhumans now. That's the rumor. That's the gossip. They're saying we're seeing Inhumans now because supposedly, for Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. standpoint, Skye could very well be an Inhuman, and that's what was hinted to today. So I'm like, that makes sense. They're not calling her a mutant or a miracle, as they can only say. They're not calling her a mutant. They're not calling anything else. They're not calling anything, I guess, but Inhuman. And maybe the map is to where the Inhumans live, and maybe there is some Terrigen mist or something that made her parents Inhumans, and consequently she was born an Inhuman, and once she's exposed to the Terrigen Mist, she'll get powers. What do you think about that? So I think that would be interesting to see. What are you guys doing? Sweet smiles, don't go to sleep. So I thought that was interesting. And then rounding up was the Infinity War, May 2018 and May 2019. And then we did get a little teaser of Josh Brolin holding the Infinity Gauntlet with all the little stones and stuff like that. So I am looking forward to seeing all of those. I gotta make it that long. That's a whole bunch. That's like a lot can happen in 4 or 5 years, right? I don't got time to be waiting for all these movies. But just, you know, Google, you can see all, what's up? Hey, long time no see, HTLA. Long time, how are you doing? It's been a while. Oh, and Thought Bubbles, I looked for the Gray Lady Ghost Tours here, and I don't think they're doing it this week. I wanted to do it, like, either tomorrow or Thursday, but I couldn't find where they was giving tours. It said they was only doing it on the 16th, 17th, and 18th for some reason. And I wanted to see it, but I didn't, unfortunately. I wanted to go, but I don't think I'm going to be able to. I guess I need a call. Yeah, a couple of years before we see Rocket Raccoon, although it's coming out before. Are you back on Spreaker now? Just curious, HTLA. That'd be a good thing. I don't get to see much of anybody on Spreaker anymore. The crew that I, you know, kind of came in with when I first started on Spreaker, I don't see a lot of those guys anymore. I don't get to see Desert Rose or Todd Morris and, you know, all those guys. I don't get to see them a lot anymore. I just miss them. I guess I'm just too busy. But anyhow, moving on. Now, one thing that's happened in recent history, we get a lot of reality TV. And some of it's good, Some of it is whack. Some of it is horrible. It needs to be taken on. It needs to be taken off the air. A lot of it has created a lot of drama, with the Duck Dynasty, Phil Robertson mess, and the Real Housewives going to jail and stuff. I'm like, y'all are doing too much now. I used to watch a lot of Real Housewives of Atlanta because, like I said, I lived in Atlanta, and it's good to watch that stuff because, well, I watched it when I was living there. And of course, when I'm here, I can say, oh, I know where that is. I know where they're at. But it's like, y'all doing too much, all that drama and stuff, and get to fighting and carrying on. But the latest drama has to come to our girl, Honey Boo Boo, canceled. It is gone. Alana Thompson will not be on TV no more, and she gets her mammy to blame. Supposedly, Mama June is saying it's not true, but she got rid of Sugar Bear. Sugar Bear is Alana's daddy. And I guess this guy, the Mark McDaniel, whoever Mama June is dating now, went to jail for child molestation. And I think I could be wrong, y'all can correct me, of one of Mama June's girls. Now, I don't know if he's one of their daddies or what, but he went to jail. But now she left Sugar Bear to be with this, I guess, this old flame. And it was released that he was a child molester of a 9-year-old girl the same age as Honey Boo Boo. And so TLC is like, we are not having this. Y'all got to go. But they have rose to so much fame, from being from a little hick town in Georgia. They so much fame, so much money, and then abruptly stop. So Mama June, you're not being a responsible parent if you can't say this is what happened, unless somebody is lying. They didn't do it all willy-nilly because it was for TLC, it was a ratings cow. It raked in the ratings. People watch, they become a part of pop culture. Not only we knew how they were, knew who they are, knew we know who they are, they become jokes, kind of a caricature of that part of Georgia. About hicks and bad toes, So, what happens to Honey Boo Boo? She's still young, and she's old enough to know, well, this is what happened. Will there be resentment? Is it true? What do you guys think? Because I think it's absolutely ridiculous. They should have left a long time ago. Yeah, I agree. I think I don't really agree with exploiting somebody's, I guess, unless they was paid, they was okay with it. I can't choose for them, but it was very exploitive. Just like what I thought when the Duck Dynasty people were being exploited, but when I liked them, but I don't know. So we'll see how all that plays out with Miss Honey Boo Boo. Maybe she'll go back to doing the little pageants. Maybe they'll come out with a restaurant. They have that butter and ketchup for their for their big spaghetti sauce, as she used to say. So it's sorry to see them go, but ta-ta. Ta-ta. All right. So we're gonna take a quick break. So when we come back, we'll talk about the state of the podcast going forward here on Spreaker.com. Thank you guys for listening. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
They hung up.
Y'all know, y'all had to give it up to some Miss Whitney Houston because that's what put Miss Girl back on the map, right? I think that's from the My Love Is Your Love album. The second Whitney Houston album that I ever purchased in my whole entire life. The first one was the first one. And I think somebody gave that to me. I think I purchased it long after the debut. But anyhow, this is when I had to have. And My Love Is Your Love, phenomenal album. And it also had... My Love, Bobby Christina Was Little, My Love Is Your Love on it. I'm Every Woman, you know, the remake from Chaka Khan's I'm Every Woman. Good album. Pick this title tonight because that's how I'm feeling. This has been kind of my vibe. And when I heard it the other day, I'm like, okay, that's like telling me, okay, this is the right direction. Yeah, she was a great entertainer. Really, really sad loss. I remember when this album was out, I was still kind of clubbing a little bit. I wasn't that old like I am now. That album has to be 10, more than 10 years old now. It should. But I remember a drag queen in Nashville used to live on this song. She would turn flips and cartwheels and pop it and drop it and lie. She used to wear it out. I'm like, all right, bitch, you better do that. but that was it. I don't do that kind of clubbing anymore. But yeah, that voice, that's when we'll never have another Whitney Houston voice, I think, in our generation, well, in my generation. You can name some of the great voices: Aretha, Patti, Celine, Mariah Carey's up there, and her voices, from what I've seen, some of the reviews of her latest concert, it's not where it used to be either. And Whitney, she's kind of the big one out of the group, because although Patti and Aretha had their fame, Whitney, that's when the artists were making big dollars as solo artists, and come along in the mid eight the early 80s. And can you believe this? You guys know, she started with on a song with Jermaine Jackson. That was her first recorded song other than the church stuff, and still the Preacher's Wife soundtrack, I forgot, I bought that one. Is still it's I think still not it's still the number one selling gospel album of all time, the Preacher's Wife soundtrack. So she's had some good ones, but Mariah was top five ever, I think. Yeah, I think she belongs in the top five. I would love to say Beyonce, because Beyonce is my muse. I would love to say Beyonce, but she's not there yet. She doesn't. She has a good voice, and the girl can sing. She can blow. She can wail. She can rip. But she doesn't have one of those voices. It's like you go, damn, that girl can sing. It's not like that. But I used to like Mariah back in the day. But anyhow, but that's the reason why I picked the podcast title today. It's not right, but it's okay, because that's how I'm feeling. After last week's podcast, I obviously said some things that made some people, I wouldn't say uncomfortable, mad. Made them mad at me. And it was misdirected. You don't like Mariah. You said if Mariah's top 12, huh? Well, who's in your top 10? I would like to know. but no, so I guess a misdirected anger from people about a comment that I made when I was telling you guys last week. I went to Chick-fil-A, and you guys know that story where I was treated rudely and almost thrown out by the manager because they messed my order up, and then they try to act like I was a problem when I said silly ass when they challenged me on some large fries. Now, be that where well, I never said I was right for saying it, but I also didn't get need to be treated the way I was treated. So during the course of that conversation, I said, and mind you, they were giving me a refund. I still haven't got it. And that was a week ago, right? And so, and plus, not that I'm a fan of Chick-fil-A, and well, I'll never eat there again. They, the Chick-fil-A Cares rep, she was explicit when she says that should have never happened, regardless of what I said, Anyhow, and so, and so, when I made the comment about the manager, it was a comment about him only. I was being funny, and I used a joke that Dave Chappelle used. I'm not the first person to tell a French fry joke. I used a joke, and I said that's why he goes home smelling like French fries. And I also said that I worked at fast food when I was in high school. I can say it because it's true. I didn't make that up. I did do it in high school. I think, and I did some research to make sure I'm, because I can have a diva moment from now and then, And so I'm like, okay, there's a lot of adults working fast food. And at the beginning of last week's show, if you guys remember, I also said I had a friend who just quit a job kind of arbitrarily because he didn't want to do what they asked of him. And I said, jobs are too hard to find. You were too old to be quitting jobs. And so, and so I always said that, hey, I worked a lot of jobs. that I didn't like, you know, but it was a joke. And I was surprised at where it came from. There's no need to pull a name because I still care about this person, albeit from now on for it from a distance. Cause I don't try to do that here, but, I was my words were twisted, and they were tainted, and it just didn't make me feel good about, my relationship with this person. And so I'm like, yeah, it was a joke that wasn't directed towards you, because, I guess I'm not even gonna go there either. They're connected to somebody who works in, the food industry. And I was the scourge of the earth. I had went after the entire fast food worker and food industry workers by making that comment about French fries. Write that letter to Dave Chappelle, because I will not be the first person to tell. I wasn't the first person to tell a French fry joke, and I will not be the last. It was funny. And I used that to talk about one particular individual to throw some shade, and I was not attacking him. That's not how I carry myself. That's not how I live my life. I live my life without judgment, with people. I tell funny stuff. I could care less what you do. If you go home smell like French fries, you smell like French fries. It's not that big of a deal. I don't care. I just said it. So anyhow, so that kind of got stuff, you know, wound me up, and I had to get in my feelings a little bit. I was like, okay, there's some things you can't take back, even if it comes for a friend. You know, you can't. You know, I would not be lied on ever. I would not be told what I meant by anyone. You know, don't you love it when people tell you, when you say something and they'll say, well, this is what you meant. And I read this, this really good quote, the other day, and it says, I'm only responsible for what I say. I'm not responsible for what you understand. And I'm like, that's deep. And that's true. And when I couldn't get to this person, you know, they wanted to say what they wanted to say, but I, you know, it didn't matter where I was coming from, because I needed you to understand, but they didn't want to, like, let's get past this. No, you've already said your piece, but I can't feel a certain way about it. And then another person kind of got involved in it over, because that particular Wednesday, you know, I record, Real Talk. And so when I didn't feel like being very conversational, so I chose to do something else. It's just a podcast. That's all this is. This is amateur hour at the Apollo at its best, and sometimes at its worst. But, you know, it wasn't that serious. I did make a mistake without informing them. Hey, I'm only human, but I will let no man, no bitch, no person, you know, dictate to me what I can and cannot do. Cause I'm the only one that runs David, you know, and it's, you know, sorry to say, going forward, there will be no more Real Talk, episodes. There would just be, 5x5 late night. And I need a really good name. Now Fanboy Weekly will no longer be on Sunday nights. It will be mixed in with this night show. So it'll be a 2-hour show, with some fanboy stuff. And then what we do normally on 5x5 late night. So I had to come up with a real creative name. I've ordered some new, intro music going for the new style of the podcast. And then, Wednesday nights will, And then Thursday nights, the Pride 48 show, you know, on Pride 48, I'm there Thursdays at 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern, I think. That will be more what the Real Talk content will be like. And then I will be live there, but it'll be a recorded podcast. And then also Real Talk will be saved for some of the interviews I have coming up with some people I met at ShocktoberCon, and then going forward with interesting people that I want to have a Real Talk conversation with. And thing is, I have no ill will toward nobody. I still love everybody involved. I just wish the route that we took could have been a more understanding and open conversation than trying to use my words against me when it had nothing to really do with you. But you know, I've said this too. Throw a rock into a pack of dogs. The only person that yelps is the one that gets hit. And we're going to take one more break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap up with 21 things that we all do, but we're afraid to admit. It's the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be back.
shit is done on you. It's done on you. It's done on you. It's done on you. I ain't that bitch.
Switch it, switch it, switch it. That's one of my most favorite songs because the first, one of the lyrics of the song is my favorite lyric. It says, "I ain't that bitch." That's true. I ain't the one. Welcome back. It is the 5x5 late night show, and I've asked you guys. I was talking to Chris and Elaine. Well, Chris from HTLA and Elaine from Thought Bubbles about names, or what should I name, and she's confused with the schedule. So the schedule one more time: 10 p.m. on Tuesdays will be a Hot Topic gossip fanboy mashup show. So just one. So I need a new name. Just one. just one show on Tuesday nights at 10 p.m. So 10 to 11:30-ish, 12. I'm not going to try to keep you guys that long. I might even move up the time to 9. So some of you people who work early, y'all don't have to listen. So this is going to take me about 2 weeks to get the new audio and the how I'm doing it worked out. And then on Wednesday nights, but here's the thing, like the fanboy, there will be definite segments. The fanboy portion of Tuesday night show, I will break that off and I will put it on the fanboy channel here on Spreaker. So if you just want to hear the fanboy stuff, there will be just one segment that's dedicated to the fanboy stuff. And that will be, broken off into the fanboy channel of shows here. If you just want to listen, so you don't have to listen to the whole thing if you don't want to, they are in progress. Ha ha ha. And then Wednesday night show will be open for coming interviews and also my Pride 48 that I do live that I don't do here on Spreaker, Pride 48. show live over there. I'm gonna record it, and then that will be the real talk. Unless I have like a special guest or something, then I'll record that and put it on there. But it's not gonna be a weekly thing like we were doing before. You might even hear some old ones in there. So that's what we're doing. Two nights, Tuesdays and Thursdays live, and then Wednesday will be recorded. So I'm not recording, 4 days out of the week, which I wanted to get away from anyhow. So that helped me out. That actually. Sometimes you go through some stuff and it gives you a little bit more clarity. That's what we're about on the 5x5, excellent strength and perfect clarity. I can go through just about anything. I met a palm reader in Indianapolis back in June, May, and he told me, he's like, you're a very strong individual. He's like, anything that thrown at you, you're pretty resilient, is what he said. And he's like, and you can handle just about. I'm like, yeah, I've had some curves thrown my way. I've had some stuff that I didn't want to deal with, I had to deal with, but I've survived them all. And this is on the amount of on the scale of things that are important, it's not that high. So it's easy to say, peace in the Middle East. I catch you on the next run. And again, I still care about people that were involved. And like I said, I had a friend before that we were friends for 15 years. 15 years friendship to where we were so close. I think you can only be so close to people to where sometimes when you're a friend, it starts crossing lines and you don't know where, and I'm sure this is in relationships too. It starts crossing lines to where you don't know where you end and then the friendship begins, or vice versa. And so we had a hiccup in our friendship, a pretty significant hiccup to where we didn't talk for 2 years. Did I stop caring about that person? There was too much history not to care about that person. Is he a rational individual? Of course he is. We were just both stubborn. And so fast forward to 2014. There was a call, a text made, and we're back closer now with limits because we're older than we ever were, and the respect for our friendship is even stronger. It's so funny how some people sit on the sidelines of your friendship and they want those particular friendships to end because they don't experience it in their own life, and they sit on the sidelines and they want those friendships to end. And it was so funny when people seen us together for the first time after our little sabbatical. Friend zone is hilarious. I've seen some of those videos on YouTube. It's hilarious. But they wanted us to fail when they seen us together after pretty substantial time, when I saw you did was see us together, even when we were dating different people, people seeing us together, but then it wasn't David and my boy. It wasn't like that. And so when they see us together for the first time, they're like, oh, y'all still friends? Y'all friends again? I'm like, so we both said we're stubborn and we never stopped loving each other. So I think you had to, when you have a break from your friends and you have a, I think you have to use that mindset, because I agree. I agree, HTLA. Chris, I really do agree. But I'm not going to beg anybody. I'm not going to try to prove something that's proof enough. And and it's unfortunate. Am I hurt over it? A little bit. Will I get through it? I'm almost there. And after this podcast, it'll be the last I speak of it. I think there's some apologies. If this is to continue, if this is to progress in a more positive light, there's some apologies to be sent my way, whether you think you need to or not. I already said things to people, but they can do whatever they want behind my back, because again, on the scale of things that's important to me, it doesn't even make the top 10. I just have to keep on doing what I'm doing. I thanked everybody for their friendship, and sorry I went that route. That's all I can say, especially when I didn't do anything that was malicious, to where you would have think I was the Ebola in the friendship. Too soon. You would think I was the Ebola when you find out I was the cure. But that's all we're gonna say about that. So welcome back after that second little diatribe. We're gonna go ahead and finish up with 21 things that everyone does but no one admits to. Number one, putting your hand down your pants or in your shirt while watching TV. I would tell y'all what I do, and I don't put it in my nose, but I do a version of that. Number two, picture yourself on stage performing the songs you're listening to. There's been plenty of times where I thought I was in a Beyonce video. I kid you not, because I learned dance steps, to see, and I would how I would do it. Number three, wonder if people who've since long disappeared from your life still think about you from time to time. I think that's natural. I think we all do that. So I guess I'm admitting it to it. So this is going to be wrong here in a minute. At number four, cringe, remembering something you did years ago. Ooh, if I would tell y'all some of the crazy shit that I did in recent history, that still makes me cringe. Like, damn, I can't believe I did that. Y'all would trip. Number five, post something on Instagram or Facebook, then delete it when it only gets one like. I don't do that, but sometimes I kind of go off on Facebook and then I reread it. I'm like, okay, that was too much for Facebook that I had to take it off. So I don't do that one, but I'm sure some people do. Feel like an imposter. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. I feel like an imposter amongst younger people sometimes. Even though I think I'm really cool and hip and I'm in the know about some of the hip things. I get, well, even with my niece and my nephew, I get humbled really quick when a song comes on the radio and I don't know any of the words. And they're like, "You don't know this song? Oh, you're so old." So, yes, I feel like an imposter sometimes. Number seven, cup your hands against your chest in the shower, let them fill up with water, and then drop it all at once. Yeah, I've done that. Number eight, let your fart fly free when no one else is around. I know y'all girls won't admit this, but boys, we own our thoughts. Number nine, imagine what would happen if you suddenly punched or kissed the person you were talking to. I've never thought about kissing somebody, but I've thought about punching somebody in the face right when I'm talking, when I wonder, would I knock their teeth out? Would I go to jail if I hurt them? Because if I hit this person, if you think about something like that, that means you really, really want to do it. So if I hit this person, it's going to cause some damage and y'all might not see my black ass no more. So yes, I thought about that. Number 10, freak out if someone doesn't text back within 5 minutes. Sometimes only time I freak out is when my sister or my mother or my niece doesn't te text back, when I know there's something going on within 5 minutes. Anybody else, I could care less. Number 11, walk down the street, listen to music, and pretend you're in a movie. Nah, I don't walk, so I might drive down the street, roll down the street, and think that, but no, not walk down the street. Number 12, stalk people on Facebook. I've been known to stalk somebody before on Facebook. It's fun. Number 13, have full-blown conversations with yourself in your head. Yeah, I've even made myself laugh and cr I mean crack up to how the conversation that I'm having. So y'all doing that, y'all ain't telling nobody y'all doing it, 'cause we all crazy. Number 14, look at your poop in the toilet before. I plead the fifth on that one. I haven't checked the chat room. Now, have you guys? I am old, Tristan. Elaine, I can see that. I can see that you do. There's no shame in your game, girl. Let's see. Let's see. Let's see. We were on number 14 was look at your poop in the toilet before you flush it. I plead the fifth. Number 15, pick up your underwear from the floor with your toes and toss it up and grab it. When I was a younger person, I could do that. I can't do that no more. I'll, but what's that called? What's the hamstring muscle? I'll pull a hamstring. 16, pick your nose. Oh, I'm sure I pick my nose, and I don't care because sometimes that stuff, sometimes blowing it just don't get it. You got to get in there and dig for gold. Number 17, have a crush on a teacher or a professor. Yeah, I've had a crush on a teacher before. Number 18, see a text, imagine your reply, and then hours later realize you never replied. Oh, child, yes. I'm like, oh, I didn't send that. I need to go on and send that. Like a couple of weeks ago, a girlfriend of mine had sent me a text about going out to dinner or something. And I didn't want to go. So one part of my mind is like, if you don't respond, she'll think you're busy. But then the other part was like, you need to respond, not to be rude. But then I forgot about it altogether. And then later on, I'm like, ooh, girl, sorry, I was at work. You know, couldn't win anyhow, which that was a lie. But anyhow, number 19, go to a wedding and think, hey, they're going to have sex tonight. No, because most of my friends that get have that are getting married, y'all have already had sex, you hoes, with each other. Don't play. Only the Duggars do that. Number 20, feel really insecure at times. I do. I have my moments. I have my bouts of being insecure and not feeling like I'm doing the right thing and have my reservations about how I'm. I was insecure about doing this podcast tonight because I didn't want to send the right message. I didn't want to see the wrong message. You know, my intent was I've squashed it. I'm moving past it. But I don't want the aftermath sometimes that comes when you're telling your truth. So I was a little insecure about doing this podcast tonight. So it said 21 things, but that was only 20. So I guess they can't count. Apocalypse says he's always afraid of getting worms, so I always take a peek. And then Thought Bubble says worms, she never thought of that, but now they're gonna have to take a peek. I plead the fifth on that one. But sometimes, not to get into scat humor, because that's not what I do. I don't want to piss off the toilet bowl industry. You know, I'll make a joke and then I'm going after the whole industry. I guess I'm Oprah. Remember Oprah when Oprah made the joke about the beef industry and it caused stocks to fall and stuff? That's when I say stuff on my little podcast that maybe 100 people listen to a week. Less than that here on Spreaker. I'm going after the whole industry. I'm have that effect and know all those people and know their own personal stories. Now that don't happen. it just doesn't happen. You know what we haven't heard from tonight? You know, this is for those people.
Get your life.
That's all I have to say. But no, I thought it was a fun little 20 things that you didn't know, that you don't admit to. I thought that was kind of cute, right? But no, back to the scat thing. You know, sometimes you have one of those moments in the bathroom, you have to look and it's like, what the hell just came out of me? You know, did I give birth? You know, is there an alien sitting in the toilet? You know, this aliens versus predators, you have to know. So I know some of us, we have to check. Anyhow, thank you guys for letting me use this again. As I'm telling you, therapy. You know, you always can catch any of our shows on our Facebook page if you look enough. And while you're over there, don't forget to like the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. Or send me a tweet. At the 5x5, and the fives are numeric, just as it is in our website address, the 5x5 .blogspot.com. Check us out there for past shows, upcoming events, things we're doing, things we're talking about. And then look for in a couple of weeks for the new show format. Like I said, Tuesday. I might move it up a half an hour, maybe 9:30, but I'll let you guys know. So you have to check the Facebook page and the Twitter and the Instagram, One Funny Guy on Instagram. Will be a mashup of this show and Fanboy Weekly. And then Thursday night's my live podcast on Pride 48 will assume the responsibility of the Real Talk episodes here on Spreaker, because I had to keep that show going because of the iHeartRadio thing. But I want to thank you guys so much. I wish you guys the best this week. I know tomorrow's Hump Day, and it's also New Comic Book Day. Not a lot going on, so I'm going to roll through the comic book store, and I'm going out to Hot Topic tomorrow, Thought Bubbles, to see if they have the Crowley pop figure in stock. So I didn't call. I just want to go out there and look, because sometimes they get new stuff that I haven't seen before, and I'll spend some money. I need some retail therapy tomorrow as well. Thank you guys, everybody who joined us in the chat room. As Apocalypse, Sweet Smiles, Jada Production, Thought Bubbles, who else? Chris from HTLA, glad you're back. Welcome back to Spreaker. What's your schedule going to be like? Let us know. Check him out. Check out Jada Productions and Thought Bubbles at thoughtbubbles.podbean.com. And we're going to, I got to exclude this out. So Whitney's going to take us home tonight. Thank you guys. You guys have a great week, great night, great everything. We'll see you next time. Good night.
Was it really worth you going out like that? See, I'm moving on, and I refuse to turn back. Yeah. See, all of this time, I thought I had somebody down for Whitney. Bye.